don't know how the law works. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with an instant illumination. Don't know how the law works, huh? Yeah. So many people tell themselves that they don't know how the law works. They say they don't know how things work to accomplish the good that they want to accomplish. And they wonder why things are not always going as smoothly as they could. They wonder why things are not always producing themselves as wonderfully as they should. And they're just very unhappy and confused about it because that's the way it happens to be functioning for them. Now, why is it that things are not always working the way they should? Why is it that we say we don't know how the law works? Well, the law works in a very specific and a very wonderful and a very beautiful way. Whatever cause you put in motion, you will have that result. Now, if you put the cause in motion, I am independently wealthy, and then you go around telling everybody that you don't have money, that you don't have what you want, that you don't have the things that are important to you, well then, that's what you're going to experience. You're going to experience those things that you don't have. And of course, when you experience those things you don't have, then you will experience the things that are the very ones that you really want. Now, how can you live your life so beautifully and so wonderfully and so happily with the beautiful things that are going on around you and then not have things in other areas of your life? Well, it's so easy for us to have things go on in our life which are happy and harmonious and joyful. So easy for us to have things go on in our life which reveal to us what are our values, and that's easy. Now, for instance, we can say I'm a happy person, and then when I smile, we're a happy person, and we start shining that happiness around, and that happiness seems to come through just fine. And then we go around sometimes saying, I'm an unhappy person, I'm surrounded by unhappy people, and unhappy circumstances are taking place in my life. Well, when we say that, we are really in for trouble because we're putting a cause in motion that unhappiness is our lot in life. And if that is what you want for yourself, if that is what I want for myself, if that is what we are going for and looking for, then that is what we'll have. Now, why would anyone ever want to have unhappiness in their life? Well, people who look at the world around them and they judge it and they say the world is unhappy, the world is sad, the world is incomplete, what they're doing is they're saying what they observe in the outer, which is a reflection from what is within them, what they observe in the outer is not what they want. And yet, they keep observing it in the outer. They keep observing it in the outer. We have given the simple illustration of a mother speaking to her child, saying, you never put your clothes away, you never put your clothes away, you never put your clothes away. And, of course, the child never puts her clothes away. And after a while, the child grows to be an adult, never putting his clothes away. And it's a very unhappy situation for whoever he marries or however he lives by himself or she. Now, if the mother sees the child is sort of not putting their clothes away or disrespectful of their clothes or whatever the mother wants to call it, if the mother acknowledges that fact, then that is the circumstances of life. That's the cause she's putting in motion. Now, if the mother has the power of mind, if the mother has the courtesy of her own heart, to look at the appearances and not judge by them, but say, oh, you're always so thoughtful about putting your clothes away, and then let it go. Another day say, oh, I'm so proud you put your socks in your drawer so nicely. I was looking to do the laundry, and they're all folded up so nice in there. And then another day she says, wow, I didn't know that you had so many lovely handkerchiefs. They're all folded so beautifully in the corner of your drawer. And little by little, going on into these things and shining forth these things, drawing recognition for them, then that condition grows in that child's life, and they become a very orderly person and very wonderful to live with themselves. Now, take that into a husband-wife relationship. The husband is an inconsiderate boob. He really is bottom of the barrel stuff. And he is really, really the bottom of the barrel. And his wife chose him, but she didn't know that he really was the bottom of the barrel. So, the husband has never been what you might call trained into a positive attitude about himself by anybody, including himself. So, the wife, if she thinks the husband has any virtue and wants to keep him, if she thinks the marriage is worth keeping, then what she will do is every day she will say some lovely thing about the husband on something that he does that makes her happy. She will see that he pushes his chair in at the table when he gets up, so she doesn't have to push it in herself or trip over it as she goes by. And she will notice this. You see, you got to notice these things. You can't just take them for granted like we do in a normal family where people have been trained to do these things over the years and they do it and it becomes a habit and a good habit. But this husband had never learned that. And when he pushes his chair in, you say, hey, that's thoughtful of you to push your chair in. Now I won't trip on it. Or that's thoughtful of you to push your chair in, period. No negativity. I won't trip on it. Oh, my goodness. Thoughtful of you to push your chair in. And so the next time he does that, you again say, thank you. You remind me I must push my chair in, too. And so you push your chair in. And when you do these things, when you work with someone who is working on himself or herself, they don't necessarily know they're working on themselves. But you, by your positive attitude, by your positive appreciation of each little thing that comes along, it might be the most minute little thing, but appreciate it. And show that appreciation, not in overwhelmingness, but just in gentleness, and then go on as though that was natural. Do this, and as time goes on, this husband who was never brought up to put his clothes away or to be courteous of somebody else or to be thoughtful about somebody else, little by little, he becomes very courteous and very thoughtful and very wonderful because you have put the cause in motion. You would not look at the appearances, as tough as they may have been, but you look at the truth about him. You know how the law works, and you work the law. Each of us can work the law if we like. It takes a specific knowing what we're doing as we're doing it. It takes a specific knowing that we do not believe in the appearances, that that is forever reality, but we look at the appearances, if we must, as something where we will put the contrary in motion. The appearance is that someone is thoughtless and we find every little thoughtful thing that they do and we speak about it, just gently. And pretty soon they are thoughtful in many other ways and ultimately in every way. But it's only because we were able to look past the illusion and see to the possibility of what could be. Now, that's my... it's a very special way of looking at life when you look at the possibility thinking, you know. And this possibility thinking, as they call quantum physics, you know, possibility thinking is probably and it can happen. But what they're doing, they're putting the cause in motion with the probability thinking and the possibility thinking. What you're doing is you're putting the cause in motion for your probability actions and probability life. And you speak to your family and right action happens. You speak to your pocketbook and right action happens. Oh, I always have enough money to cover everything I want to do. I always, and you don't say, oh, I never have enough money. Oh, I forget my money. Oh, you see, every time you put the negative, you take that negative and you allow it to be your reality. And If that's what you want, then you're doing a good job. But if you want a positive reality, a positive experience of living in abundance, of living in harmony, and living in peace, then you put that cause in motion. You see, that's how the law works. And actually, you do know how the law works. We all know how the law works. But sometimes we just don't stop and think that it works on the big things and the little things, regardless of the appearance, regardless of the illusion that it throws itself in our face. The law always works. I practice the law, and I know the law works, and I know how the law works, and I utilize the law in every area of my life, and I am a very happy, contented, fulfilled being. Because the law and I are very good friends. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.